Welcome to this meditation where we will explore sounds and thoughts. It's always helpful, of course, to start just in this present moment, checking in to what is present for you, checking the body, allowing places that need relaxation to relax, offering comfort to places that might have discomfort, and just checking what is present for you in the emotional heart and perhaps in the mind in this moment. No need to change anything, just checking into the weather systems in this moment. And it's always helpful to anchor into the body, inviting whatever posture you've chosen to be one of wisdom and care. You can always do these meditations sitting, standing, or lying down if you are in discomfort. Whatever posture you choose, inviting a sense of dignity, alertness, and uprightness, even if you're lying down, allowing the spine to actually be straight and lengthened, and then learning to relax with this posture, finding a little ease and sense of balance, coming into stillness. And it's always helpful also to relax on purpose what can be relaxed. Just in this moment, it's helpful to remind the body, mind, and heart that there can be ease invited in. Relaxing the forehead, the eyes, the jaw, inviting the shoulders and shoulder blades to drop if possible. Breathe into the chest and shoulder blades, feel a sense of spaciousness, and then relax with the breath, allowing the spine, allowing the back to release into the floor underneath. Very gently inviting the legs to release if you find you're holding on too tight. You're welcome to release. Allowing the shoulders, arms, and hands to soften. And connecting with the breath at your belly, at your heart center, wherever you find the breath most predominant in your body, could even be the tip of your nose, or you might feel the breath anywhere in the body, the whole body breathing, perhaps. Noticing the body and the breath can now become familiar anchors for you, where you can come to rest in the present moment. Just feeling into the breath coming in and the breath leaving, letting go. Just connecting with a few conscious breaths and noticing the body sensations, especially places of contact with the floor, with the earth. It's very important to establish the sense of grounding, of ease and relaxing into as best as possible for you. Knowing trust in this moment that you are held by the earth underneath you. allowing just a gentle knowing. With curiosity and care of sensations and breath, just in this moment. And of course, you can stay here or return to the sense of groundedness, of the sense of the breath. And if you'd like to, opening the awareness now to become curious about sounds around you. Turning to words, noticing sounds arising, perhaps staying constant for a few moments, perhaps increasing, and perhaps decreasing. Really becoming curious about sounds just being known. With childlike curiosity, letting them arrive at your ear. There's no need to go looking for the sounds. Just very gently allowing them to be known. Some of these sounds may be close by. Some may be far away. Some sounds may be arising simultaneously, inviting as best as possible a simple knowing of the sounds. Even though you may recognize the tendency of the mind to start getting lost in the story, to start labeling unpleasant or pleasant sounds, to start reacting to unpleasant sounds, and wanting pleasant sounds to stay. And of course, it's not a problem, just knowing these tendencies, knowing the nature of the mind, the patterns of how we meet the present moment. That is actually what we are curious about. And so allowing what is known to be held as a teaching moment. Continuing to stay present. Learning from, inviting sounds to be known, and noticing our tendency as we get to know sounds arriving at our ear. And you're welcome to, of course, stay with sounds, with the breath or body, especially if it gets too chaotic, always giving yourself permission to return to the simplicity of the breath and body as anchors. But if you'd care to, opening now with curiosity to thoughts themselves. You might be aware when you meet sounds, when you choose to stay with the breath, whatever anchor you choose, that eventually thoughts arise, becoming really curious about knowing thoughts themselves. You might notice sometimes as you touch some of the thoughts, they may actually even disappear. And sometimes some of the thoughts have an energy of their own. Take us for a ride with a storyline. Notice when we bring awareness and attention, just like we do to sounds around us, we might become curious, might start understanding the nature of thoughts themselves. Noticing perhaps there's a difference between being lost in thought and knowing you're thinking. Can you bring a curiosity to that? What does it mean to be present with knowing you're thinking? Sometimes it gets a little chaotic. Just allow yourself to connect with the breath, staying with the breath for a few breaths. And inevitably, of course, you will know that the thought arises, becoming very curious. You might just label this as thinking instead of getting lost in the content of the story or the thought. We just want to know the phenomena of thinking. Instead of getting lost in each story, knowing thinking with curiosity and care. What is being known just in this moment? Curious about what thoughts are known, what happens when we know the thoughts. Making a choice to just know your thinking instead of following the story of the thinking. And again, if it's confusing, inviting a return to sounds, return to the breath. And you might be curious about what is in the mind. You might invite curiosity about thoughts the way you might be curious about light clouds passing on a clear sky. Passing through, known, but without grasping. Or you might notice the thoughts like sounds. You might notice they arise, are known for a moment, and then they tend to pass away. Checking that out for yourself. Do thoughts always stay the same, or do they change? Becoming very curious about the nature of thoughts, what arises in this moment. Sometimes Just like with sounds, thoughts might have a pleasant or unpleasant energy with it, an underlying tone, if you will. Noticing what happens, if you can feel into this tone, to the thought itself. You might notice also some thoughts arise because of some things that might have happened earlier in the day, earlier in the week. They might be connected with events, with energies, with emotions. Some thoughts have a lot of energy with them. And some thoughts seem quite random. Perhaps light. Those thoughts perhaps even disappear when they're known. Becoming very curious about the nature of thinking. Thoughts themselves. What is known in this moment? Can you know it as thinking and simply know the next moment instead of getting on the long ride with the thought and the story? Making an active choice to stay present with thinking. Becoming less interested in the content of thoughts for a while now. Just seeing thoughts arise and noticing what happens when you see them arise. Note them as thinking and perhaps letting them dissolve, drop. Moment to moment awareness, as best as you can. And again, you might invite just a gentle touch of curiosity to notice if you're going to look for thoughts. No need to do that. No need to create loops of thoughts. Just allow it to bubble up. If there's no thinking, that's fine. You might notice you're still breathing. You might notice you're still grounded in whatever posture you've chosen. It's always helpful to continually know the body, even as you notice thoughts. It helps us to ground into this present moment as we explore the thoughts with curiosity. Just this moment. And this one. You might become curious about thoughts just like sounds, sometimes arise and pass without any control that we might have. The only control we have, the only choice we have, is whether we will feed the thought or not. The arising of the thought is like the arising of sound. already here, just knowing it for what it is in this moment. It's just a thought. You can just know that, no different than the thought of the sky is blue. Just a thought. And very gently, you might just be aware again, very consciously, of the breath and the body. Still here, gently knowing, anchoring into the support of the body in this moment. And again, you might find, out of old habit, that parts of your body have tensed up, inviting a gentle release. If this has been too much effort, inviting yourself to just rest in this moment, letting the forehead relax again, eyes to rest again, jaw to just soften, releasing the shoulders and shoulder blades, breathing into the back, upper back, feeling that spaciousness, and then as you release the breath, really releasing the entire back into the floor. Feeling your body completely release. Just this moment. Reconnecting. Allowing. Feeling into what is present here. And taking a moment to feel into gratitude. Gratitude for taking the time to connect with this practice of care and curiosity. Knowing that taking this time is also an act of incredible generosity and curious courage. It's not always easy to be with the thoughts that arise just as they are, without wanting to change them. This journey is always one of an exploration from the present moment. Thank you so much for your practice and your care today. May you be well.